So the holidays are, for me, always a time to start anew. So fall of 1998, I had taken a job as an admissions counselor at the SUNY College at Fredonia in upstate, far western New York. And due to circumstances, I was living in Buffalo. So that's a 60-mile commute. And so I started work, and within my first week, a fellow admissions counselor also lived in Buffalo, and he told me about a carpool that was organized with a variety of faculty and staff members in the Buffalo area down to Fredonia. Said, you want to get in? You don't actually have to drive that often. There's a couple key drivers. Kick in for gas money. That's about it. Fantastic. So I'm going to do this. So there were two primary drivers. One was Paul. He was a history professor at the university. And he had a late model Volkswagen Westphalia van. Seated like 6 to 7 people. Seemed ideal. Except it's not ideal for the western. Yeah, I can see you shaking your head. It's not ideal for the western New York thruway, which the gale force winds coming off Lake Erie daily would rock this van to and fro, this thin tin billboard of a vehicle. It was absolutely terrifying every time Paul drove. Luckily, Paul only taught on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so it wasn't all the time. The other driver, the primary driver, bless her, was Sherry. Sherry worked in the benefits office, and she had a early 90s Caprice Classic. This is a big, big car, big floaty car, seats 6 comfortably. You could put 3 in the trunk if you needed to. And I thought, fantastic, I'll get some good sleeping in that car. So first thing you know about Sherry is Sherry might be the world's number one fan of the soundtrack to the hit movie Space Jam. Every single day, Space Jam. I'm not kidding. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Space Jam was on a loop. Loud. So, but I'm pretty good at falling asleep. And so, you know, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to work through that. So I drift off to sleep. And there were, 4 or 5 other people in the car at different times. And on almost a daily basis, I would be 10, 15 minutes in the ride, getting close to that REM state. And suddenly, it'd be, Dennis, Dennis! And I wake up thinking we're moments from something catastrophic. And it was followed by one of the passengers staring me in the face so they could see I was sleeping. But they woke me up and it was, did you watch Dateline last night? What did you think about the Buffalo Bills game? Or my favorite was when it was moments like this where they clearly saw I was sleeping, wake me up, and the question was, so what do you think about that? A question for a conversation that I was not part of because I was sleeping. So this was, not going very well for me. So we get to the end of December, week before the holiday break, and the president of the university has a big holiday party for faculty and staff. So I go to this, and there was only a small group of us in the carpool that wanted to stay that late after work. There were 4 of us, so I offered to drive. I said, I'll drive. Sherry was in the carpool. No Space Jam that day. So we go to the party. We're mingling for a bit, and we have a lot of time. We're going to meet in the front of the house in the foyer to get ready for our ride back. So it's still kind of mid-party because we had a long drive. So party's in full swing. I'm standing by the door waiting. Sherry comes up to me with a Jenga-like tower of cookies. I mean, 18, 19, 20 chocolate chip cookies, and asks, can you please hold this for a moment? So I say, sure, thinking she's got to put her coat on. She peels off to the bathroom, to I don't know where, for what felt like 10 to 15 minutes as I'm just standing there at the front door. Only been working there 4 months, and people are just staring at me. Very, very uncomfortable. So eventually she comes back, the other 2 come back, and we get in the car, we start driving. So we're driving off. We're 10 minutes down the road. It's dark. It's silent. It's nice. And I'm driving, and all of a sudden, in a way that is not fun when you're in a small space with other people and you smell something. Yeah, and you're like, I don't know what that is, but it's even worse when you don't know what it is. And I'm thinking, what do I do? What do I say? I can't crack the window casually like it's July because it's December. Luckily, I look in the mirror, and I see Sherry in the back seat is eating, and that's the source of the smell. She's eating shrimp cocktail from her purse. She's reaching out, shrimp cocktail, chomping on these. And that was it for me. I thought, I can't do this anymore. So tell my wife, I got to get out. Over the holiday break, I talked to my colleague, Tim, who wrote me into this whole thing and said, Tim, I can't do it. And he says, I can't do it either, man. I'm out as well. So we say, you know what? It's not as efficient, but let's do our own little secret carpool, right? We can do that on the sly. But we don't want to be mean. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So we just say, hey, we're both admissions counselors. We travel all, you know, through this state, the New York, Massachusetts. Very plausible, right? So in our wisdom, we decide we're going to start our carpool first day after the New Year's break. We meet up at the Target parking lot on the southbound side of the Western New York Thruway. Directly across from the Olive Garden on the northbound side, where the carpool met every day and still does. So we thought we're not going to see them. Pull up to the light for the Thruway, and here comes Caprice Classic right next to us. And I can feel eyes on me. And I just stare straight ahead like a Rock'em Sock'em robot. I'm not looking. The light, I thought the light had malfunctioned. I thought this has got to be 15 minutes. I'm sitting here. It turns green. We drive off into a new year and a new carpool. And that's my story. Thank you.